Crews are sampling water and sediments this summer near the site of the old Red Devil Mercury mine in the Middle Kuskokwim. It's work that comes in advance of a large cleanup project. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Work has been underway for years to study how to clean up the abandoned mine, and there's still more to learn. Mike McCrum is the Red Devil Project Manager for the Bureau of Land Management.
We still had unanswered questions with regard to any tailings that have made their way into the Kuskokwim River. And we also had some unanswered questions for groundwater on the mine site.
Researchers will be putting in monitoring wells and soon will sample sediments in the Kuskokwim. The cleanup work is split into two major phases now as leaders finalize a feasibility study for cleaning up the 250,000 cubic yards of tailings that have been leaching mercury, arsenic, and antimony into the Kuskokwim River for years. That's leading up to a multi-million dollar project to stop the tailings from releasing hazardous materials.
In the end, it's, you know, the most important thing is to address those tailings. They're still piled up next to Red Devil Creek. That's really not a good place for them to be. And the issues that we're working on now are not whether, they really are not, are we going to do anything? The issues are more, what is it that we're going to do? What's the most efficient and optimal thing for us to do?
Last summer, they completed some work to regrade tailings piles so they were not so steep, plus excavating a new channel and creating a new area of still water in which sediments could drop out before reaching the river. The options under consideration now include simply fencing off the site or digging up the tailings.
To do a pretty extensive excavation in the Red Devil Creek Valley, removing virtually all the tailings that are there, the soil that's been impacted by those tailings, scraping off the top of the barge landing, and placing that material in a repository on the north end of the site, which is at quite a bit higher elevation. It's up away from any surface water. And we would cap that with a very low permeability cap.
Keeping water out would stop the leaching. The final and most expensive option by far would be to actually barge out the materials and take them to a hazardous waste facility in Oregon.
It's common to simply remove them from the location where they're creating an environmental issue. In this case, it's being near the water. It's the aquatic ecosystem that's the most sensitive to the metals that are being released by the tailings. And so getting those tailings up and away from the water is probably the single most important thing that you can do.
The barging alternative would involve 123 transits and cost $285 million. Keeping the material on site would cost $35 million. The BLM plans to take out a proposed plan to Kuskokwim communities in early 2016. A final decision is expected next year, and the agency hopes that work could be done within a few years. Additional sediment work would come later. The Red Devil Mercury Mine operated from 1933 to 1971. By the 1980s, it was considered abandoned, and the government began the long process of cleaning up. Studies have found buildup of metals in fish nearby, and the state has issued a warning to residents not to collect subsistence foods nearby. They also warn pregnant women and young children to avoid large-sized pike and lush. Those are predators that can accumulate mercury over the years. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.